You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
You found us. It's Animal Radio. This is the show where we celebrate the connection with our pets. And if you don't have any pets, you probably think we're kind of crazy. If you have pets, you completely understand. We all love them like family. And sometimes we actually treat them better than family. I know I treat all my animals better than any of my family, but they give me an unconditional love, and I respect them for that. You know, if they want to sleep in the middle of the bed, that's fine. I will...
Sleep on the corner.
I will sleep on the corner of the bed. And I think that's... I don't know about you, Lori. What, do you let the animals in your bed?
Well, I told you Sunday went to her new home.
Yes.
Yesterday. So that leaves two dogs in the bed now, but I was sleeping with three bulldogs in the bed.
What are you going to do with all that room?
Do you sleep in weird positions to accommodate them?
You have to, yeah, because what kind of person are you if you're going to, you know, disturb your dog and make them uncomfortable?
That's what I'm saying. What about you, Dr. Debbie?
You know what? I'm kind of strange. I never, like, we usually don't sleep with our pets in the bedroom.
Really?
They sleep and they kind of watch, you know, the lower level of the house. But my little terrier mix, he's actually gotten to where he's very sneaky and he'll sneak into the bedroom while we're getting ready. And he just quietly lays in the bed, does not move, and you don't know he's there. And then, but he's like the best bed partner. He does not make you move at all. He picks the most innocuous spot that won't be a bother. So he just tries to make it comfortable for us.
So you have it all worked out there. Judy, your dog sleeps in a crate, doesn't she?
She still sleeps. She's 8 years old and she has slept in a crate the first night I brought her home. Well, okay, no, the second night I brought her home. First night she slept.
And does
with
she
me.
Like that?
She likes it. You know, she has, we have our little playtime for about 15 minutes on the bed before we go to bed. She's up on the bed with me and cuddling and, you know, giving her scratches and loving. And then I open her crate and tell her it's time to go to bed. And she gets up and goes right in there. And it's so funny. She goes in there and lays down. And I swear, in just 2 seconds, she's sound asleep.
So she loves that routine.
That's her routine.
It's her comfort spot. It's like her own bedroom. And she's like, thank God they went to bed.
Yeah. My cat's not so much like that. They curl up next to me on either side. And I can't roll one way or the other. And the black under my eyes, the wrinkles, that's all because I don't get sleep. And if you're like me, and I'm sure if you have cats, you may be like me, we want to hear from you today. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. And in fact, we'll go back to the phones in just a couple of minutes. On the way, I'm very excited about this. Nicole Sullivan from Mad TV, and she was the dog walker on King of Queens. She'd walk Arthur. She's going to be joining us in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. Lori, what are you working on?
Cat obesity is a huge problem these days. They're just, you know, some aren't eating as well as they should. They're packing on pounds. So how do you get your cat to increase their level of energy output? They actually did a study on this. And so we'll tell you. And interestingly enough, it involves feeding them.
Really?
Which sounds crazy, yeah. But I'll tell you about it.
See, that's my problem with my cats is I need to increase their activity level because I'm feeding them.
Yeah.
Too much.
You'll see the connection coming up here.
I'll have to wait around for that.
Animal Radio is underwritten in part by Viagen Pets, the leading provider of animal genetic preservation and cloning services. Preserve the genes of your dog or cat to extend the special bond you share with them. Learn more at www.viagenpets.com. That's viagenpets.com.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, 5 Fall Seasonal Dangers for Pets. Fall is such a great time of the year. The leaves change colors, the weather gets cooler, and families come together to enjoy the warmth of family time. Fall also brings with it several dangers to our pets that you need to know and prepare for. Let's begin with the household fall routines that many switch over to. And let's start with pools. It's always important to train your dog to avoid the pool without supervision. And in the fall, when many folks cover their pools to avoid the leaves and other fall weather changes, it can be even more important. That pool cover typically looks like any other area to run and play on, which can be extremely dangerous to your pets. Additionally, now is the time to make preparations to keep those dog houses up and off the ground to avoid cold and wet weather. If your doghouse is flat with the ground, water, snow, and other things can get in and cause all kinds of health issues for your dogs. More importantly, make sure you have prepared a proper shelter and place for your pets to get out of the elements. Finally, as you place poisons, traps, and other critter catchers out to protect your home and property for the fall, please remember to keep your pets in mind. If they're going to be able to get into that area, you must supervise them at all times. And if you're going to engage in pest control, do your best to find pet-safe offerings that give you and your pet an extra layer of safety. Next is allergens, which is pretty much on any pet dangers list regardless of the time of year. Each season has its heightened allergens and things that can exacerbate your pet's allergies. Make sure to keep them wiped down, and that includes specifically their paws. With the moisture and dampness, it's much easier for potential problem allergens to get in between their paws. So pay special attention to their paws, and if you see them obsessively grooming them, be quick to see if there's something causing that. Fleas and ticks are another problem that increases in the fall. Ticks because there are fewer potential opportunities for ticks in the fall, and they hone in on those who are still venturing out. And fleas because they breed in the spring and are in full swing as fall arrives. I'll finish up with another every season list includes this, and this one's for good reason, and that would be seasonal food items. That's right, your pet doesn't know which foods are dangerous and which foods are safe. Unfortunately, the same often goes for your guests at get-togethers, so be vigilant about what pets can get into and what your guests may be sharing with your pets. Also, know if any of the food items you're serving can be poisonous to your pet. The fall is a wonderful time to spend with your pets and family. Share your fall pet preparations on our Animal Radio Facebook page.